Praised be Jesus and Mary. The Franciscan saint who we celebrate today, Saint Didicus of Alcalá, was born in southern Spain around the year 1400s and initially led a life of seclusion. He was a hermit in the Franciscan Third Order, living a life of prayer and penance. After some time of this life in seclusion from the world, with the advice of a Franciscan priest that he knew, he actually became a friar, entered the friar and gave his whole life to God, and by consecrating himself to him through the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. As a Franciscan brother, Saint Didicus excelled for many virtues, but especially for his zeal, missionary zeal included, and for his humility. In fact, he was sent to the Canary Islands, which were off the coast of Africa, and at that time still not fully evangelized, where he was the superior. And he did a good job there, evangelizing, risking his life for the evangelization of the locals, sharing the gospel with them, and directing the mission, all the other brothers who were engaged in this work. No, he was not a priest. He had excelled so much, not only by virtue, but also by knowledge, that he was actually the superior there of that mission. But after a few years, he was recalled back to Spain, and then to Rome, and then back to Spain again by his superiors, where he died in Spain, that is, on November the 12th, 1463. Being brief about his life, which could be preached about for a long time, but just for brevity, the amazing thing about him was that when he died, such was his reputation for holiness that actually months had to go by before his body could be put into the ground, before it could be interred. Such numbers of people were showing up to venerate the relics of his body. And during that time, not only did his body remain incorrupt, but it actually gave off a pleasant odor. And after he was put into the ground, interred, he began working astounding miracles, so much so that devotion to him became widespread, not only in the order, but in Spain and in the New World as well. And what has been unanimously and constantly praised in St. Didicus is humility. That Franciscan humility that seeks not honors and pleasures in this world, but rather conformity to Christ, to his passion, and to his humiliation. Not the honors and pleasures that the world offers us, but rather, and not even our own will, but rather the will of God in everything. And it's only in that way, when we have that profound humility, that God can work in us, that God can work in such a soul that humbles itself before God. It's like that mustard seed of the gospel that we read about. If we little ourselves to the point of a mustard seed, which is almost microscopic, and have that faith that God can work in us despite our littleness, well, then God will work great things through us. And it's this seraphic humility that we must imitate in St. Didicus. This humility by means of which God will elevate us to virtue, which is most important to that holiness of life, love of God and love of neighbor, but also to great things in the church, if he wishes us to achieve them. Let's conclude with the prayer of the church through the intercession of Saint Didicus. Almighty and eternal God, who in your wonderful condescension have chosen the weak of this world to confound the strong, mercifully grant to our lowliness that through the pious intercession of your holy confessor, St. Didicus, we may deserve to be raised to eternal glory in heaven, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Praised be Jesus and Mary.